Hi, Kevin Seidenstricker with American Media. I recently sat down with the president of Trinity Circle Horses Healing Hearts, Dawn Newland, and talked to her about the history of the organization and her upcoming event, Salute to American Heroes, on June 10th. Dawn, so the name of the organization, Trinity Circle Horses Healing Hearts. I'm curious, from where did the name Trinity Circle come?
Trinity Circle started after witnessing my husband's suicide, and approximately a year later, I started working with Wild Mustangs. Those were my first three horses. I don't do anything the easy way, so I had to go get a five-year-old completely untouched wild horse and learn how to train. Wow. So that's where it actually started. I was diagnosed with complex PTSD, and when I started working with the horses, especially Katana, my first one, I started being able to rest because it had been a year and I really wasn't sleeping, not much of anything. So when I started working with my horses, I learned that I was at peace when I went home and I could go to sleep and I could relax for a little while. I wasn't by no means fixed overnight, but yeah. I noticed the changes instantly. About 3 years of working with my horses, people started seeing, I started being social again instead of not, I was hiding at my ranch a lot. People were noticing the differences day to day in me and started asking if they could come out and visit. So they did. And I was working with children and adults that would just want to come out, or the adults would want to bring the children out to work with the horses or see the horses. And I saw the changes that it made in everyone in just, you know, an hour visit. And I was like, this is incredible. I had always felt like God was pushing me to do this. And I was like, I can't take care of me. I can't take care of other people. I can't take care of me.
Right.
And it went really well. It just kind of happened. I had a graphics design store that I did for years, and I shut it down and went to doing with the horses full time. And my mom thought I had lost my mind because I had no guarantee of income, no nothing. I kind of kept putting it off and putting it off until I had a little girl there one day. A friend of mine brought her out, a condensed version. She was there for about an hour. About 20 minutes of that hour, she stood over by my barn, all curled up, kind of closed off, just doing the, I don't want to be here, I'm terrified look. Mm-hmm. So I went and got her. And they brought like six kids out, and I paid a lot of extra of attention to her. And over about a 45-minute period, I had her from standing in a corner all curled up and terrified to riding one of my Mustangs. She had attempted suicide and had just gotten out of the Stevens unit here in Joplin. And when I went to get her on one of my horses, I saw on her wrist that she had fresh cuts. So when my friend had picked her up from the hospital and brought her straight out to my ranch, she had actually cut her wrists in the car between the two. And I told her, I said, you need to keep an eye on that little girl. I said, she's going to hurt herself. And she said, no, those are old wounds. And I said, no, those are still bleeding wounds. But I took her and got her to trust me and actually got her riding the horse. And I told her, I said, honey, you can do anything you want to do. You just have to try. And I said, just believe in yourself. Doesn't matter if anybody else does. And she says, but I don't know how to do this. And I said, we'll teach you. And so I got her up and got her riding, and she made me cry, but I had her lay down on the horse and just drape her arms around his neck and hug him. And she just started crying. And she's like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. This little girl's like 14, and she had a cat face painted on her face because she didn't want to be human. She come from such an abusive family that she didn't want to be human, didn't want anything to do with the human race. About a month later, the friend of mine that brought her out sent me a screenshot of her Facebook page, and her hair was all back in a normal color instead of the coal black, and she had makeup put on very light and pretty for a girl her age. And below it said, one day one person believed in me and told me I could do anything I wanted to.
Wow.
But it was like, okay, this isn't just me. It works for everyone. And if you can make that big of a change in a child's life or anyone's life in 45 minutes, then let's do this.
And when did you start working with veterans?
About the same time. I had a gentleman that was actually a veteran that had just been having a really hard time with a lot of stuff. And he had come out, him and his wife had come out to my ranch to volunteer. Mm. And like I said, he'd gotten into a lot of just different stuff. And I went to court for him and actually allowed him and his wife to come live in my spare bedroom for the next 4 years.
Wow.
So that he could stay on the ranch, do a lot of intensive training and therapy and whatever. And during that 4 years, he was in his early 30s. During that 4 years was the first time in his life since 18 that he had not been in legal trouble, had all of his fines paid, had his probation stuff done, did all of his community service, and was, you know, spot on where he needed to be. And the court was so impressed with the way he had turned his life around. They was like, wow, okay, she actually made a difference in him. I've got a veteran now that comes in and out a lot. He worked with me for about a year. He was on 11 medications when he first came out to the ranch for depression, suicidal ideas, etc. He had been through all of the VA stuff, everything that they could offer, and nothing was helping. He was still suicidal when he came to the ranch. And he talks about how he'd been blown up by IEDs in his vehicle. I think he did 3 tours in Iraq. He couldn't ride in a car with anyone. He had to be the driver. He couldn't stand to be in public, couldn't stand to be in the crowds and all of the loud noises and stuff. Yeah. Now he attends everything that they do. He came out on 11 meds and still suicidal. And after a year of being out there, he was off of all of his meds and no longer suicidal.
Dawn went on to tell me that she maintains 50 horses at her ranch in support of healing veterans and those suffering from PTSD and other issues, which is why the Trinity Circle Horses Healing Hearts organization is presenting the Salute to American Heroes fundraiser. This is going to be on June 10th from noon to 7 p.m. The cost is only $5 per adult at the gate. Children under 10 are free. They're going to have raffles, food vendors, a 50-50 pot, a car show, live music, a whole lot of fun out there. And again, that's on June 10th, located at 12313 Sorrel Road in Goodman, Missouri. You can check out their Facebook page for the complete details. That Facebook page, Trinity Circle Horses Healing Hearts. Thanks again to Dawn Newland for all of her work, the founder and president of Trinity Circle Horses Healing Hearts, and the volunteers that support her and the great work they do in supporting our veterans.